Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple will delay the launch of a pair of lightweight augmented reality glasses, previously planned as a follow-up product to its initial mixed reality headset. That initial headset is still set to launch in 2023, reportedly. Instead, Apple now plans to follow up the initial headset with a lower-cost version by 2024 or early 2025. Gurman claims Apple's first mixed reality headset could cost around $3,000 and use an M2 processor, while the follow-up headset could use a lower-power and lower-cost iPhone processor with a cost of around $1,500. Bloomberg sources say that about 14 Chinese suppliers for Apple received initial clearance from Indian regulators to expand operations in India. The companies will reportedly still need to find local Indian partners to form joint ventures. Meta's oversight board overturned Meta's decision to take down two posts depicting the bare chest of non-binary and transgender persons with covered nipples. The images were posted as part of a fundraising campaign for a surgical operation, and Meta removed them for violations of the sexual solicitation community standard. Meta subsequently reversed the takedown on appeal, but the board took up the issue as the takedown was not in line with Meta's community standards, values, or human rights responsibilities. The board determined the lack of clarity inherent in this policy creates uncertainty for users and reviewers and makes it unworkable in practice. Twitter finally broke its silence over why third-party apps were no longer working with Twitter's API. A post on the company's Twitter account says Twitter is enforcing its long-standing API rules that may result in some apps not working. Many third-party Twitter clients started having widespread problems accessing Twitter last Thursday. Twitter did not clarify what rules were at issue, though apps like Albatross and the iOS version of Fenix continue to work. The information sources say Twitter's daily revenue as of January 17th was down 40% from the same day a year ago, with over 500 advertisers pausing spending on the site. Twitter also launched annual subscriptions for its Twitter Blue service. Users can purchase these on the web for $84 a year, 12% less than paying monthly on the web, or 36% less than a monthly iOS subscription. Roblox announced daily active users rose 18% on the year in December to 61.5 million users. Average revenue per user stayed flat, but the increased users should be enough to raise estimated revenue 17 to 20% on the year. Samsung expanded its self-repair program to include laptops for the first time, now offering parts and repair guides for the Galaxy Book Pro 15-inch and Galaxy Book Pro 360. It also added the Galaxy S22 smartphone line to the program. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella informed employees the company will cut 10,000 jobs by March, about 5% of its workforce. It's unclear where Microsoft will make the cuts. This marks the company's second largest round of layoffs in its history after cutting 18,000 jobs in 2014, with many of those cuts tied to its Nokia business. Discord acquired the startup Gas, a social media app aimed at teens. Users sign up for Gas by schools, add friends, and answer poll questions intended to boost confidence. Users selected in the poll get an anonymous message with a compliment, given a vague detail like the message is from a girl in the 11th grade. Discord said Gas would continue to operate as a standalone app. Currently, the EU contains no active mines for rare earth metals, with 98% coming from China. These materials are essential for manufacturing things like EVs, TVs, wind turbines, and other tech. That may change after over 1 million tons of rare earth metal deposits were discovered in Arctic Sweden. LCAP Mining Company CEO Jan Mostrom cautioned these deposits may take 10 to 15 years to get to market. Apple announced a second-gen HomePod speaker, which adds a S7 processor used in the Apple Watch 7, Thread radios, and Matter support. It also includes temperature and humidity sensors for smart home automations, and a software update in the spring will let it listen for smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Like the original HomePod, it can also be used in a stereo pair and as speakers for an Apple TV. It's available for pre-order now for $299, shipping February 9th. And finally, Logitech announced the Brio 300 series of 1080p webcams. It comes in three colors and offers auto light correction, integrated mic with noise reduction, and includes a privacy shutter with certifications for Microsoft Teams, Zoom, and Google Meet. It's available now for $70. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.